And we're back in Fremont. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS as the Bronco men get ready to take on Midland University in our second game here tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And, Coach, obviously it's a kind of a must-win situation. Got ourselves backed into the corner with just a few games to play here.
Yeah, we're down to six regular season games, and we're still in position to, you know, make a run at that conference tournament, at least one of the six, seven, or eight spots. And there's just a jumbled mess there, you know, and we're not at the time where we can look for help or anything at this point because there are too many games to be played to kind of do things mathematically that way. But we've also got to really concentrate on ourselves because we're really in control of our own destiny, and we've still got some winnable games on our schedule. We've got some games that are going to be tough, and tonight definitely is one of those tough games.
We've lost three out of our last four ball games, but I look back, we haven't played that poorly in any of those four games, have we?
No, we really haven't. And again, that's, you know, I was talking to another media person here this morning, and it's been the frustrating part. You know, I think we've got some opportunities, and I think we've just allowed some things to maybe slip away. And you know, it's one or two plays and one or two different games and really changes your season. I mean, we could be three or four games above 500 rather than being two games below. But, you know, and the thing is that's the way that our entire conference is shaping up. There's just a bunch of us that are, there's probably four or five teams in our entire conference that are right at that 500, a game above or a game or so below. And we're all just kind of knocking the snot out of one another right now, and nobody can really get their feet under them and put a string of three or four games together.
Not going to be an easy task tonight. Midland usually plays pretty well at home. They're kind of in the same boat. They're scratching for one of the playoff spots in the tournament as well. So it's not going to be a gimme tonight.
No, it's not. And Midland's actually got a little bit more at stake maybe than even we do because they can put themselves in one of those top four seeds, you know, with some victories here late in the season. And you know, they're a team that's playing as good as anybody in the league. And then they're a team that, you know, at times too, kind of like a you'll sit back and kind of scratch your head and go, how in the heck did they lose that one? So they've played some good games here of late. You know, they lost at the buzzer to Briarcliff. They're one of the couple teams that have beaten Dort in our league. And so they've got some quality wins on their resume, but at the same time, they do have a couple of head scratchers themselves.
Not an easy week for us last week. We had the loss at Northwestern and had to sit three of our top players and Brady Lohman and Tobin Reinwald and Dylan Flynn last week against the Red Raiders. What was the prospects for them tonight? Are they going to play?
Yeah, they'll play. They're in uniform and everything's back to normal. They won't start the ball game, but you know, my assumption is that the minutes will be right back to where they were when they left us there for a brief moment. And everything, there's water under the bridge, and we got to move along.
Northwestern last Saturday, 79-71. One bright spot that came out of that ball game was the emergence of Drew Danielson. He had 17 points in the ball game, 5 3-pointers. Obviously, we're going to see a little bit more of him tonight. Huh?
Yeah, we will. And the thing, you know, I mean, Drew's going to be able to play as long as he can continue to either make shots or create shots for other people. And Drew is, if not the best shooter, one of the top two or three I've had an opportunity to coach in my time. And I mean, if a kid's got his feet set, he can absolutely knock it down. And the thing, you know, where he's going to have to continue to develop as a player and just being a sophomore, he's going to have to learn that, you know, he's going to have to start to increase his ability to put the ball on the floor. He's going to have to increase his ability to open shots up for other players and defend and just do the things that other, you know, specialists at times don't develop that part of their game. So, really proud and really pleased with the way that he's continued to kind of plug away and persevere and keep his head in there and keep scratching and clawing. And more times than not, whether it's in basketball or life, you know, it's the people that are there at the end of the day that are still working and fighting that are going to be the ones that are the most productive. And Drew's a perfect example of that.
It's taken him a little longer to get up to the college level of basketball.
Well, I think that's partially it. But I think, you know, there's just some limitations that maybe he has that, you know, maybe some of our other guards don't. And quite honestly, he probably needed a situation more than anybody like he did last Saturday where there was nobody that, you know, was necessarily going to come in and take his spot just because we had limited numbers of players that were either healthy or active within our roster. So, you know, he just went out there and kind of played relaxed. And you know, I could look down at their bench and Northwestern coaches are kind of scratching their head going, who in the heck is this kid? We don't know anything about him. And you know, just kind of a perfect storm right there. But Drew has been a consistent, and he's been a mainstay as far as a practice player and all those kinds of things, and has taken full advantage of his opportunity. So he's going to get a chance to prove himself, and you know, hopefully he can continue to develop his game and do some of the things that we've talked about in our film sessions and expand, because he does have so much to bring our team as far as the shooter is concerned.
If we are able to scratch our way into the tournament, that probably had to give your team a little bit. But a confidence. We played one of the best teams in the nation last week, toe-to-toe, had a chance to win the thing at the end, and we had three of our best players sitting on the bench. So if we can get into the tournament, they got to feel that anything can happen.
Well, it does. And, quite honestly, that's what we've been preaching the entire season. We got to make the tournament first, you know, and that's really been one of our major objectives, is just get into that top eight, because we just knew as many nationally ranked teams as we have in our league, and just with the parity of everybody else, that it, you know, to make our conference tournament is a pretty darn good goal in itself. And if you can do that, you know, and just depending on what seed you get and this and that and the other, who wins the conference tournament, who continues to win, you know, there's a likelihood that you win two conference games on the road and you have to play at Dort, who's already maybe clinched the regular season championship. You know, you've just got to go in there and you're going to get an automatic bid, essentially, because you get second place in the conference tournament kind of thing. So there's just so many opportunities and so many examples of way to get to the national tournament that you can't almost put them all on paper. You've just got to start by saying you've got to get into the conference tournament. You've got to be one of the top eight teams in your league.
It might start here tonight, the postseason run, so to speak, for Hastings with this ball game against Midland. And this is the team we saw way back in November. It seems moons ago, as Hastings lost to Midland 71-61 back in November. What do you remember out of that thing?
I remember it was a one-point game with two to go, and we gave up back-to-back threes, pushed it to seven, and then, you know, late in the game we had to foul and try and, you know, use clock and try and stretch possessions and those things. And so we were right there, you know, and in a lot of the second half we were up by 5 to 7 points, a majority of the second half. And then again, just kind of, you know, been the storyline of our season. We just had some slippage towards the end of the game and lost a couple shooters. And that was the game that kind of actually propelled Midland into a little bit of a streak here. They had a hard time coming in up to that point of winning close games. And I remember Coach Eisner flat out telling me, if this game is within 1 or 2 points in the last couple of minutes, I guarantee Hastings College is going to win, because we just can't win close games right now. And I kept thinking to myself, boy, if that's the case, I'm not sure if anybody's going to win, because we had the same problem. So, you know, it was just one of those games, like I say, Mike, that just kind of got away from us. It was one or two possessions, and we've had those kind of struggles throughout the course of the year. So, you know, I think we're a better team than we were at that point, and I'm assuming Midland has the same feeling. It's just, we're just going to have to come out and hopefully do a little bit better job of executing and following through with our game plan.
It's a team that's got no real superstar on this squad. You look up and down the offensive and defensive statistics, or they don't have any leaders in any of those categories. It looks like just a blue-collar basketball team here tonight.
They really are. You know, and the thing about Coach Eisner's teams is they can always defend and rebound, and if you can do those couple things, in a sense, you're going to have a chance to win any basketball game that you play, and he's as good of a defensive coach as there is. I really respect how he goes about his defensive philosophy, and, you know, he's going to want to keep the game in the 60s. You know, he likes that 65 to 60 kind of pace, and that's statistically what is shown to be the best for their success, and very few blowouts in or against them. So, you know, not many opportunities that you're going to have to let pass by, you know, or this is going to be another one that might slip away.
This is a team that is number two in the conference in defensive scoring average, and number two defending the three-point shot. So, like you said, they're very good defensively. What makes them so tough on that side of the ball?
Well, where you can expose them a little bit is they give so much focus on stopping dribble penetration, that if you can get your guards to penetrate and just make the extra pass and just take advantage of the extra pass rather than trying to make a great play, just make a series of good plays. And that's kind of been our focus here throughout this week of practices. We don't have to be great, we just have to be good. And I think too many times, you know, we'll make a good play and the tempo will get rolling, and then we try and make two or three consecutive just great passes or, you know, great shots when one extra pass would have been a better shot or a bounce pass would have been a better pass. We try and get a little bit ahead of ourselves, and that's, again, a little bit of a maturity and a focus issue that we've had throughout the course of the year. So We've just got to make sure and understand that, you know, we understand Midland's strengths. They're a good defensive team. They're going to be very, very physical with you. You know, and if that continues to be the trend, we're going to have to be a little bit tougher ourselves and just kind of play through contact and be willing to get in there and kind of sacrifice your body a little bit to make that play.
Offensively, they don't have anybody that's going to score 15, 20, 25 points per ball game, but they got a ton of people that average between 8, 10, 11 points per game. Tough team to stop maybe offensively.
Well, they're going to see about a million ball screens tonight. You know, I mean, they just run a ton of them, and I just think that when you do that, you expose so many different things on every different possession that it's hard to really concentrate and say, okay, this is our guy. We're going to run a bunch of stuff for the shooter. We're going to run a bunch of sets for this post player. They're more concerned with the flow and the tempo and just having you defend a scheme rather than defend one or two particular players. So, you know, it works well for them, and you know, it's a good opportunity to get a lot of different people involved. And it makes it a tougher scout because you can't just focus on a, you know, a one or a two player that maybe has some individual tendencies within scoring like we have seen here the last few weeks.
That's my next question. Is it tougher to prepare for a team like Midland compared to somebody like Northwestern where they got a couple of superstars on the team?
I think it is because, you know, Midland does have that player that could potentially get you for 20 or 25 if you know, the stars align, something like that. But, you know, you have to defend everybody on the floor. There are no dorks, so to speak, that you can sag off of or you can help from or anything like that because they've just got so many players that can hurt you from different ways. So you've just got to play it, you know, a little bit more of an honest game, and you can't cheat or you can't lunge or you're going to get beat.
All right, talk about our game plan here tonight as you preach to the guys in preparation. How do we attack Midland?
Well, we're going to start defensively. We're going to try and trap a lot of the early ball screens. You know, we're going to bring some pressure on made baskets to try and minimize the time that they're going to have in the front court. And we're just going to make sure that we keep our backside to the baseline and keep good vision of the ball. And a lot of it's going to just be through communication and rotation tonight. I mean, we're going to have some advantage, disadvantage defensively as far as at times we're going to have a guard guarding a big and a big guarding a guard. Just because of the rotations and some of the traps that we're going to bring. But then we also hopefully have some subtle things that we can do, a little bit of trickery, so to speak, in regard to a defensive game plan where we can just be honest with them and make sure we're just keeping a body in front of a body. So, you know, it's like anything. You're just going to have to defend and rebound and take quality shots. But I think now that we're back to a full strength as far as our lineup is concerned, you know, I think our game plan bodes well, and I think our kids are pretty dialed in.
Okay, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
Matt Screech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, welcome back to the event center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight as we get sent for the men's contest between Hastings and Midland. Broncos coming in, a record of 11 wins and 13 losses on the season. Hastings at 5-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has lost three out of their last four ball games, including Saturday's 79-71 loss to nationally ranked Northwestern. Midland coming in, a record of 13 wins and 10 losses on the season. The Warriors are sitting at 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have dropped their last two games to Nebraska Wesleyan 72-69 and the Morningside 73-60. So a couple of teams that are still scratching to get their way into the postseason tournament in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland right now is currently setting in fourth place in the conference behind Dort, Northwestern, Briarcliff. Midland and Morningside currently tied for fourth place. Hastings right now on down the list. They are sitting at 5-9 in the conference. And currently in 10th place, only the top eight teams will qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament. Actually, Hastings is tied for ninth, as a Concordia has an identical 5-9 mark in the GPAC. So Hastings and Midland getting set to go at it here tonight in men's college basketball. Hastings, of course, had three of their top players sit in the ball game against Northwestern on Saturday. Brady Lohman, Tobin Reinwald, and Dylan Flynn. However, all three of those guys will be back in the lineup. They will not get the start, however, tonight, but expected to see a lot of playing time here tonight. Drew Danielson was the guy who stepped up against the Northwestern on Saturday, scored 17 points in that ball game, hit 5 3-pointers, and it'll be Drew Danielson getting one of the starts for Hastings College in this ball game here tonight. Right now, we got the playing of the national anthem coming up as you're listening to Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave, or the
the singing of the national anthem as you get set for the men's game here tonight. So the women's scoreboard in the GPAC tonight. Again, Hastings knocking off Midland in the first ball game, 76-58. It was Morningside getting by Dakota Wesleyan tonight in women's play, 68-58. Northwestern took care of Dort, 87-62. Concordia came back to beat Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln, 82-58. And still waiting for the final score, Briarcliff playing in Crete tonight against the Doane College Tigers. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Nate Olson, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk. Olson is now averaging 3 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Drew Danielson getting a start, a 6'2" and sophomore out of York, Nebraska. Danielson is averaging 3.5 points and 1 rebound per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" and sophomore out of Elba. Wells is averaging 4 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Charles Ferguson, a 6'4" junior out of Kimball, averaging 3 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. And Jake Marvin, a 6'8" junior out of Lincoln, Marvin averaging 14 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. Midland will go with Ben Emig, a 5'11" sophomore out of Omaha, averaging 9 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Donald Jones, a 6'4" senior from Omaha, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds per game. Alex Kanabi is a 6'5" senior from West Point, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Marcus Methersmith is a 6'5" senior from Windside. He's averaging 7.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. And then Zach Rosenboom, a 6'5" senior from Oakland, he is averaging 6 points and 3.2 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. So the second meeting of the season between Hastings and Midland. It was the Warriors winning the first game in a ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex. The score is 71-61. That occurred way back in November. So Hastings and Midland going at it again, and the ball is in the air. Hastings controls the opening tap. Broncos are going to be dressed in their gray uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. It'll be Midland playing in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black and the orange here tonight. Hastings shooting drive basket to our right. The Broncos control the opening tip. And already the Broncos with a turnover, stepping out of bounds over there. For Hastings was Charles Ferguson. Ferguson lost track of where he was on the court and stepped out of bounds on the far sideline. So the first turnover on Hastings. Midland very good defensively, as we talked in the pregame show. They give up only 64.8 points per ball game on defense. That is number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Midland with the ball as Donald Jones has got it. He drives it down to the right side. Emig throws up a three and hits it. Ben Emig hits a three ball from the right side on the wing. And Midland goes out on top of a score 3-0 here in the ballgame. Hastings comes back quickly with the ball. That's Nate Olson with it now. Nate out to Wells. He lobs it down low to Jake Marvin. Marvin gets it left side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Marvin dumps it away to Charles Ferguson, and the foul is going to be called here on Midland. It's going to go on Marcus Messersmith. That's going to be his first and the first team foul in the Warriors. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Nate Olson down in the corner to Drew Danielson. Danielson had 17 the other day against the Northwestern. He gives up the shot here. Now to Ferguson. Brings it back to Danielson. Now to Charles Ferguson. Right side to Olson to the free throw line. Here's Marvin. Shot up there and in. Jake Marvin pounds down a shot from the free throw line, and the Broncos are on the board. 3-2 is the score. We played a minute here in this ball game from the event center at Midland University here tonight. Here's a Ben Emig with the ball. Pounds it inside. That's going to be Rosenboom. He has double-teamed along the baseline. Gets it over there on the right side. His shot from 10 feet away by Kanabi is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Olson with the ball. Gets it to the far sideline to Ferguson. His entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Rosenboom. That's his second turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 3-2 is the score. Midland has got a one-point lead. Here's Emig. Takes it down in the corner to Donald Jones. Circles around. Takes it in the lane. Dumps it off down low to Kanabi. Rosenboom. His shot is up and in. Zach Rosenboom scoring there. Midland has now got a 5-2 lead over Hastings. Here comes Ferguson back with the ball. His pass is going to be deflected. The ball is loose. It's going to be picked up by Hastings. Brent Wells has got it. Wells will dribble to the far sideline. Gets into the hands of Nate Olson. Nate holding on to the ball out here in three-point territory. Works against Ben Emig. A very active man-to-man defense here for the Midland University Warriors. There's Ferguson with the ball. Takes it to the elbow on the left side. Comes over here to Brent Wells. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Midland. Emig runs her back the other way for the Warriors. Pass to the far sideline. Messersmith for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Hastings grabs it. Ferguson gets it away to Nate Olson. Hastings down by three. 5-2. Olson underneath the hole. The Wells shot is up and in. Nice pass by Olson. Brent Wells gets the field goal for Hastings. That's the first goal of the ball game for Wells, and it's a 5-4 ball game now. Hastings back to within 1 point early in this ball game. Messersmith with the ball. Comes over here to Donald Jones. Jones to Ben Emig. Free throw line extended left side. Emig retreats out here in the three-point territory. He's double-teamed. The ball swatted away. It's picked up by Olson. He gets the ball to Wells. He brings it back 1-on-2. Drives for the hole. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Now here comes Tobin Reinwald into the ball game. So he was on the bench today for 3 minutes. 16:58 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings is trailing 5-4. Reinwald was one of the guys who had to sit out Saturday's ball game for disciplinary reasons. So he's back in there now at the 17-minute mark of this ball game here at Midland. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-4. Reinwald has got it. Goes over on the far sideline to Olson. Now to Reinwald. Now to Danielson. Top of the key. That's Marvin with the ball. Takes it to the elbow. Now to a Tobin. Drives it down to the baseline. Jump pass is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Ben Emig down the right sideline to Jones. Jones drives it into the paint. Bounce pass down low to Rosenboom. And shot is up and in. Zach Rosenboom now with 4 points. And Lance wants to call a timeout. Midland out to an early lead here over Hastings College. Lance calls a timeout. 16 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. It is Midland 7, Hastings 4.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
And the last score in the women's scoreboard, Doan upsets Briar Cliff tonight in Crete. By the score is 77-73. So Briar Cliff going down to Doan, 77-73. The Tigers pick up a big win there in the GPAC. 7-4 is the score here in men's play. Hastings is trailing the Midland University Warriors. Ryan Wall bounce pass down on the baseline. There's a shot taken down there by Wells. It's going to be blocked. It goes to the far sideline, picked up there by Olson of Hastings. Keeps the ball alive. Down to Brady Lohman, who's into the ball game. Lohman goes down in the corner to Wells. This pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be brought out of there by Midland. Marcus Messersmith comes up with it there for the Warriors. Now to Ben Emig. Hustles into the forecourt. Kanabi inside the free throw circle. Now to Messersmith. Down low to Kanabi. His shot is up there. It's no good. The ball slotted out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. Hastings had their hands on it down there. That was Wells and also Marvin fighting for the ball down there. Here comes Dylan Flynn into the ball game now for Hastings. So the three guys that missed on the Saturday at Northwestern all in the lineup here in this first half. We got 15:47 to play. Hastings trailing by the score of 7-4. Midland has got the ball. Ben Emig comes over here to Jones. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbles to the elbow. Bounce pass goes down low to Rosenblum, and he lays it in. Zach Rosenblum now with three field goals from close range. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Midland is out on top by a score of 9-4. Lohman has got the ball. Now to Wells. Bounce pass over here to Tobin Reinwald. Dribble penetration. Stops in the lane. Wings the ball down low to Flynn. His shot is up there and in. Dylan Flynn scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal. Give the assist there to Tobin Reinwald. 9-6 to score now. Hastings down by 3 points. Midland with the ball down the right sideline. That's a Ben Emig with the ball. He takes it to the free throw line. His shot over there. Olson is going to be no good. The ball swatted around. Picked up by Nate. Nate Olson runs her back the other way. Three on three. Now to Lohman over here on the right side. He stops in 3 point territory. Lohman comes out to Olson, top of the key. Takes it to the free throw line. Gives it away now to Tobin Reinwald. To Lohman down in the corner to Brent Wells. Out to Brady. Comes across the top to Reinwald. Over to Olson on the far side. Now to Tobin. Tobin comes across the top again to a Brent Wells. Two-handed pass back to Tobin Reinwald. Traveling violation. Tobin trying to drive the ball inside. Whistle for the traveling violation. It's the fourth turnover on Hastings College here in the first half. 14:39 to play. It is a 9-6 ball game. Jalen Huser comes into the ball game now for Midland. Huser averaging 8 points per ball game, 2.2 rebounds per contest. Huser is a 6'3" freshman out of a Papillion. 9-6 the score. Hastings trailing by 3 points. There's a Ben Emig with a ball now for Midland. Comes into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here to Rosenblum. His shot from just inside the ring. It's up and in. Boy, that guy can't miss. Zach Rosenblum now with 8 points in the ball game. Midland is out on top of Hastings by the score of 11-6 here in men's play. Olson has got the ball now to a Brady Lohman. Lohman comes across the top to a Tobin Reinwald. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. His pass is going to be kicked in a violation here of Midland. Hastings will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 14:09 to play first half. Midland 11, Hastings 6. So coming into the ball game now is going to be Galen Gully for Midland. Gully is a 5'6" freshman from Omaha. Also coming in, Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn is 6'3", a junior from Minneapolis. Hastings will play things in, and we got a foul called out here, a holding foul on Midland before the Broncos got the ball inbounded here. So the foul is going to go on Zach Rosenblum. Rosenblum picks up his first. That's his team's second. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in. Luke Borst comes into the ball game now. Rosenblum will take a seat. Hastings will play things in. They get it to Tobin Reinwald down here on the baseline. Tobin has the basketball swatted away. He picks it back up, and now we got a foul called here. A foul is going to go on Jerome Vaughn of Midland. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Warriors. Still a non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. That's team foul number three on the Warriors. Olson plays it in to Reinwald. Tobin comes out here to a Brady Lohman. Midland in a man-to-man defense. It's a good one. Number two in the conference and allowing points. 64.8 is their defensive scoring average. Here's a Flynn with a ball. Drops it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Avery Langford there. The fifth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Here come the Warriors back with the ball. Langford has got it. Comes over here to Huser. Down the near sideline to Goley. Galen Goley with the ball. Way outside, a three-pointer by Huser is up and in. Jalen Huser from several feet beyond the three-point circle knocks down the three-pointer. That's now a 14-6 ball game. There's a shot taken by Reinwald, or rather by Dane Bacon. It's up and in from three-point territory. So Bacon answers. Dane Bacon gets the field goal there, and Hastings again is trailing by 5 points, 14-9. Goley brings the ball across the midcourt stripe here. Throws behind a double screen at the top of the key. Gets the ball to Vaughn. Vaughn over here on the wing to Huser. He is a double team. The ball swatted away. It's picked up by Reinwald. Tobin drives the length to the floor. His shot is up there and scores it. Tobin Reinwald gets the steal and the field goal. That's the first turnover on Midland in the ball game. Tobin gets his first goal. That's a 14-11 ball game. Hastings back within 3 points, 12 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half from Fremont tonight. Goalie has got the ball. Now to Jerome Vaughn. Left side, that's a Huser. Takes it down in the baseline as he works over here against Bacon. Behind the screen, they move it back outside. Goalie has got it now on the right baseline. And now a ball is going to be swatted out of bounds, and it's going to be lost off, out of bounds off of the fingertips of Luke Borst. So a turnover on Midland, their second consecutive turnover. And now Hastings can tie with a three-point field goal. 14-11 is the score. 12 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. There's Tobin with the ball. Free throw line extended left side all the way to the sideline. He dribbles inside the free throw circle. The ball is just swatted loose. Now a jump ball is called. As a Reinwald has it tipped away there. The arrow is pointing in favor of Midland. So Hastings will turn it away for the sixth time. So six turnovers on Hastings here in the first 7.5 minutes of the ball game. Hastings averaging only 15 turnovers on the season. So kind of a rugged start offensively for Hastings. This is a very aggressive defense from Midland here tonight. Goalie has got the ball back for the Warriors, back the other way. Here's a Borst, comes over here on the left side to Huser, who hit a big three-pointer just a couple of minutes ago. He works it outside the ring again to the right side to go to Langford, and now we got a foul called here away from all the action. The foul is going to go on Luke Borst of Midland. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Warriors. So Hastings College will play things in backcourt. Can the Hastings College women's basketball team able to pick up a win tonight over Midland by the score of 76-58? The Broncos going on a late 16-4 run in that ball game to put it away. 14-11 here. The Hastings College men trailing Midland by 3 points, but the Broncos have the ball. Tobin Reinwald. Out of Nate Olson on the far sideline. And Brady Lohman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Goley. Galen Goley runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Feeds it over on the right sideline. That's going to be Avery Langford with the ball. Back inside. Driving for the hole. A shot is up and in.
Alex Kenobi
scoring there for the Warriors. And now we've got a 5 second violation on Hastings here in backcourt. Unable to get the ball inbounded against the pressure of Midland. So the Broncos with their seventh turnover this first half. And the Warriors will play things in underneath their own basket here. Midland is out on top by a score of 16-11. Goalie will play things in way outside. Out near the 10-second line to Langford. Langford over here to Goalie. The ball swatted loose by Brady Woolman. Goalie picks it back up. Bounce pass goes inside to Vaughn. Twisting and turning. Goes up for the shot. It's good and he's fouled. Jerome Vaughn gets the field goal there from Midland. Boy, he drew a lot of attention inside. Got the field goal to go down. And he is fouled in a play here by the Broncos. It's going to go on Flynn. Dylan Flynn picks up his first. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Marvin. Flynn comes out. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jerome Vaughn from Midland to try to make this a three-point play. Checking out is going to be Avery. Coming back in there, Donald Jones for Midland. So the Warriors have an 18-11 lead in this ball game. Jerome Vaughn will try to make this a three-point play. Dips the knees, fires up the shot. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Tobin Reinwald with the board. Down to Nate Olson down the near sideline. Nate on the dribble, lobs it inside. Marvin grabs it, shoots and scores. Jake Marvin scores on the assist there from Nate Olson. 18-13. Hastings back to within 5 points here. 11 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first half from the Event Center in Fremont here this evening. There's a Huser with the ball. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Vaughn. Out to Huser again. Comes across the top to Goley. Down the right sideline. Driving the baseline. That's going to be
Langford, he gets it inside to Vaughn. His shot's going to be blocked down there by Marvin, and Jake picks her out of there for Hastings. Jake gets it away to Nate Olson, now to Brady Lohman. Tobin Reinwald down in the forecourt. Tobin backs up, throws up a three-pointer. Shot is up there and in. Or check that. Check that. That's going to be Dane Bacon again. That's his second three-pointer of the ballgame. Dane Bacon throws up the three. 18-16 is the score. Got to shield it off there behind the fence here from Midland. Dane Bacon gets the field goal. 18-16. The Broncos within 2 points. Huser with the ball near sideline. Goalie has got it now. Goalie out here in three-point territory to Huser. Moves it on the right sideline to Donald Jones. Bombs it inside to Kenobi. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a tip try is up and in. Donald Jones gets the tip try there from Midland. And the Warriors now lead 20-16. Here's Lohman driving for the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Brady Lohman found the seam of that Midland defense, takes it right to the hole, but a foul is going to be called here on the Warriors. And a personal is going to be whistled on Kenobi. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. So a non-shooting situation again for Hastings. Broncos will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Nate Olson goes down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper for 3 that's going to be out for the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Donald Jones of Midland. His pass deflected. It's picked up here by Bacon. Bacon has got it for Hastings down to Charles Ferguson. Ferguson sends it to the far sideline to Lohman down in the corner. 3-pointer. That one is up there. No good by Bacon. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown here by Midland. So Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 9:42 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings trailing Midland by the score of 20-16. Into the ball game now for Hastings. We're going to have Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer checks in. Going out will be Nate Olson. Thayer will inbound the ball here for the Broncos underneath his own basket. He gets it into Ferguson, drives it into the lane. His bounce pass is going to be tipped away, trying to get the ball to Marvin, and the ball is tipped away. Picked up by Midland back the other way, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Emig trying to connect inside to Alex Kenobi and threw it too far. As that pass goes rocketing out of bounds, the fourth turnover on Midland here in the ball game. Hastings down by 4 points, 20-16. Hastings comes back with the ball. Alex Thayer has got it. Thayer gets it into the hands of Brady Lohman. Down to Charles Ferguson. Left side comes across the top to Thayer. Near side now. Dribbling on the ball there is Dane Bacon. Moves it to the top of the key on the dribble. Now to Lohman on the left sideline. Goes down in the corner, and that was Thayer out of bounds. Thayer was out of bounds down in the corner. Second time here in the first half that Hastings kind of lost track of where they are. We're on the floor, and they stepped out of bounds when they got the pass. 9 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. 9 minutes to go in the first half. 20-16. Midland has got the lead. Ben Emig with the ball. Stomps over here on the wing on the left side. Down to Donald Jones. Jones working against Thayer. Now we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Thayer. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the first half. Midland has got 5. Warriors will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come way out on top here in the three-point territory. That's a Kenobi with the ball as he hands it away to Ben Emig. Emig moves over here in the wing to Messersmith, who's back into the ball game. He's double-teamed. Left side of the lane now to a Rosenboom. Now to the baseline, a shot up and in by Kenobi. A short jumper by Alex Kenobi from about 5 feet away. Left baseline, he's now got 4 points in the ball game. 22-16, Hastings is down by 6 points. Broncos down the ball. Lohman down here on the baseline, left side. His turnaround jumper is up and in, and he's fouling a play. Brady Lohman posts up left side of the lane, down low. They got him the ball, and his little fall-away jumper there goes down through the hole. We got a personal foul on Midland as well. The foul is going to go on Ben Emig. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on Midland. So a nice shot there by Brady Lohman, and now he goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Still the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, 95%. His shot is up there. It's good. So a 3-point play there. And Hastings is back to within 3 points at 22-19. 8 minutes and 27 seconds to play. And now we got an over and back violation called here on Midland. Broncos were pressuring out here. And an over and back violation as Midland got the ball to the midcourt stripe here. So that's the 5th turnover on Midland in the ballgame. And in the ballgame now for Hastings is going to be Reinwald. Going out will be Charles Ferguson. So Tobin Reinwald back into the ballgame here. 8:26 remaining in the first half. Hastings can pull even here with a 3-point field goal. Dane Bacon with the ball for Hastings. Gets it inside to Reinwald. His short jumper is up there and in.
Reinwald scores as he banks one home. That's his second field goal. And Hastings is within 1 point now. 22-21. 8:10 to play in the first half. There's a Galen Goley with the ball. Goley dribbles across the top. Down to Rosenboom. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops it. Shot good. An off-balance shot there by Zach Rosenboom. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. 24-21. Midland leading by three. That's Bacon with the ball. Dribbles it down the lane. Kicks it out here to Ryan Wald. Down to Woolman. Randy Woolman. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. A shot is up and in. Nice pass, and Jake Marvin lays it home. Marvin now has 6 points in the ball game, 24-23. Midland again with a one-point lead, and the Warriors have the ball. Galen Goley has got it. Gets away. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Dishes off to Kenobi. He loses control of the ball. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be good, and he's fouled in a play. Hastings had Kenobi surrounded there. Ball was knocked loose. Kenobi picks it back up, throws it down to the hole, and he is fouled in a play. The foul is going to go on Brady Woolman. That's going to be his first. So Alex Kenobi goes to the free throw line. He's a 54% foul shooter in the season. 43 out of 79 from the line this year. He's got 6 points in the ball game thus far and three field goals. His shot is up there and in. Midland is a team hitting 67% from the line. That is eighth in the conference. And the Warriors now have a four-point lead, 27-23. There's Alex Thayer with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald, to Bacon, down to Tobin. Swings it right side to Lohman, down in the corner to Thayer. Back out to Brady and 3 points in a toy. Lohman gets away, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Stops there, out to Marvin for three. Shot is up there, it's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. Jake Marvin throws up the air ball from three-point territory. That's going to be Midland playing the ball in. 7-10 remaining here in the first half. Midland 27, Hastings 23. Galen Goley brings the ball back now against Alex Thayer. Loses it to the wing to Messersmith. Messersmith drives the ball right side of the lane. Stops there. Now goes up for the shot. It's up and in. Marcus Messersmith scores. 29-23. Midland's got a six-point lead. Here's Woolman trying to drive it down the left side of the lane. Loses control. Picked up by Bacon. His pass deflected out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Here comes Flynn back into the ball game. Marvin will go out. 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half, 29-23. Midland with a lead over Hastings. Reinwald will play things in. Alex there. Out of Tobin Reinwald. The Woolman deep in the corner to the right side. Midland still in a man-to-man. Brady holds the ball now to Bacon. Swings it left side. With the ball over there is Thayer. Back out to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Rosenboom. Rosenboom. Now to Goley as he runs her back the other way for the Warriors. Gets away from third. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Down to the baseline. And now curls back around. Out here in 3 points here. Territory to Messersmith. Now they get it to Donald Jones. Dribble penetration. The pass to the far sideline to Goley. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Jones. Goes back up and scores. Donald Jones scores. He's got 4 points. And Lance wants to call another timeout. Midland is out to an 8-point lead. 6 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half. It's now Midland 31, Hastings 23.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside leading Dort, or rather Morningside leading Dakota Wesleyan earlier in their ball game. 32-28 is the score. 3:46 to play in the first half. Other men's games going on tonight in the GPAC. Briar Cliff is playing in Crete against Doan. Hastings here against Midland. Northwestern and Dort squaring off. Those are the top two teams in the conference to start today. Dort is at 12-3. Northwestern is at 10-4. They're playing tonight in Sioux Center. And Concordia is playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. 31-23 is our score here. Hastings is down in the ball game to Midland. The Warriors have led this baby basically from the opening tap here tonight. Got into a 3-0 lead. They have not trailed in the first 14 minutes of this ball game. We're down to 5:58 to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. Nate Olson has got it on the wing. There's a pass down on the baseline. Driving for the hole is going to be Danielson. And he's going to be fouled in the play. So Jude Danielson back into the ball game for Hastings. He drives it from the right corner toward the goal, and he is fouled into play here. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Jerome Vaughn. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 on the Warriors here in the first half. Jude Danielson at the free throw line. Danielson had 17 the other day against Northwestern. He gets his first free throw to go down. Danielson did not get to the free throw line against the Red Raiders on Saturday, so that's his first free throw of the season here. Jalen Huser comes into the ballgame now for Midland. It's now a 31-24 ball game. The Warriors have the lead. We're at the 5:49 mark. Next shot up there by Danielson, up and in. So Jude Danielson, a sophomore out of York, nails a couple of free throws. Hastings back to within 6 points, 31-25. Here's Galen Goley with the ball. Gets it to Borst, who's back into the ball game. Deep wing over there on the right side is going to be Huser. Gets it out to a Galen Goley again. To Kenobi. They work it back around in three-point territory, working against the Broncos' zone defense now. On the right side, on the wing, here's a shot taken there by Huser. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tobin Reinwald runs her back the other way. Jump pass goes inside, and a layup is going to be missed there. Missed by Dylan Flynn, and the ball is recovered here by Donald Jones. Jones has got it for Midland, running back the other way. Huser with the ball now to a goalie. Hastings still in a zone defense. Looks like a 2-1-2 zone for the first time here against Midland. On their wing is going to be Huser out to goalie. Goalie holds it. Now to Huser on the wing on the right side. Entry pass to get it inside to Kenobi. Back around to Donald Jones. Down to the left baseline to Boris. Bounce pass goes into the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Tobin Reinwald. That's the sixth turnover on Midland. Hastings comes back with the ball offensively. Nate Olson, top of the key, spins at the free throw line. Stops in the lane. Sends it down in the corner. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there. A shot taken by Danielson. He was knocked down, but no foul called. 31-25. Hastings is trailing by 6 points. Gawley has got the ball now for Midland. Danielson went sailing into the front row of the bleachers over here. No foul called on the Warriors on the shot. Donald Jones has got it on the wing. Now to the free throw line to Borst. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It drops down to the hardwood here, and it's going to be picked up by Midland. They keep the ball alive. Here's a pass back down inside, and his shot is up and in. Alex Kenobi gets the field goal there. He's now got 9 points in the ball game for Midland. So the Warriors getting second and third opportunities on that possession. 33-25, the Warriors have the lead. Hastings with the ball with under 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Olsen goes on a high post. That's Flynn. Flynn has it knocked loose, but it's picked up by Lohman. Picked up there by Goley. There's a feed on the right side. A three-pointer put up there and in. Tobin Reinwald on the wing on the right side scores. He's got 7 points. 33-28. Hastings down by 5 points now. 3.5 to play. Here's a Galen Goley with the ball. Goley comes over on the near side to a Donald Jones. Out to Goley again. Hastings stays with a zone defense. Over on the wing on the right side to Huser. Huser comes back out to Goley. Now left side to Donald Jones. Back out to Goley at the point. They swing it to the right side again to Huser. Now to Goley again. Top of the key. Over to Jones on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Borst. Back outside to Goley. A shot for three. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound. Hastings. Foul called. Tobin Reinwald gets the rebound, but a personal foul is going to be called here in backcourt on Midland. Donald Jones picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Warriors. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings is trailing Midland by a score of 33-28. And now the officials say 1-1 situation here. As we're going to walk to the other end of the floor, and we're going to have a 1-1 here for Tobin Reinwald. Bronco basketball for you tonight from 1230 KHIS at the Events Center at Midland University in Fremont. Here tonight, Hastings is trailing Midland by a score of 33-28. Reinwald at the free throw line is shot good. Tobin now with 8 points in the ball game. He's averaging 17 in the season, the fourth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 33-29. Hastings trailing. Next shot is up there by Tobin. It's the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. So a couple of free throws. And the Broncos within 3 points again at 33-30. Here comes Midland back with the ball. Ben Immig has got it over on the wing on the right side to Avery Langford, who's back in the ball game. Left wing to Huser. Out top of the key, they get it to Immig. Immig for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Buries it. Ben Immig from the top of the key buries a three-pointer. And it's now a 36-30 ball game. Hastings down by 6 points. Broncos have the ball. Nate Olson right side of the lane. Comes out to Brady Woolman. Woolman sends it in the corner. Driving the baseline there is going to be Danielson. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Drew Danielson takes it from the left corner toward the goal there. And the ball is tipped out of his hands out of bounds. Here comes Bacon back into the ball game now for Hastings. Replacing Danielson. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Trailing in the ball game, they just lob it into the lane. Tobin Reinwald goes up and scores. They just lob it right in front of the hole, and Tobin goes up there and puts her down through the hole. He's now got 11 points here in the first half. 36-32. Hastings down by 4 points. Emig has got the ball for Midland. Comes out to Avery Langford out here in three-point territory. Hastings back to a man-to-man defense here. Out between the rings again to Emig. Over here on the wing to Huser. Huser gets away from Bacon. Sends it over on the far side to Emig. Trying to angle in. He's cut out there. Good defense by Hastings. Donald Jones on the far side. Out to Emig. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Emig. Dribble penetration. He falls down. He gets to the Huser. His off-balance shot from three is going to be no good. Rebounded by Hastings. That's going to be Tobin Reinwald. Gets the ball to Olson. Into the forecourt to Bacon. He is tripped on a play and a foul is going to be called. Bacon was going to drive the ball toward the hole, and he's tripped on the play there by Ben Emig of Midland. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 9 in the Warriors, so Hastings will go to the free throw line. This will be Dane Bacon going to the line. He's got a couple of three-pointers in the ball game, 6 points in this ball game. A 6'2" junior out of Kearney, so the former Bearcat puts it up there at the front end of the 1-1. He misses. The rebound comes down to Midland, so the score remains at 36-32. Hastings trailing by 4 points. Midland with the ball. Avery Langford comes over here to Huser. Now to Emig. Inside to the free throw line to Kenobi. Now back to the right side to Langford. Down in the corner. That's Borst with the ball. Emig comes over here on the left wing to Huser. Down to the baseline left side. Kenobi has got it. Now to Emig. You get it inside to Borst. Boy, they're whipping the ball around here. Here's Emig for three. Shot good. Ben Emig from the left sideline scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game on three threes. 39-32. Hastings down by 7 with about a minute to play. Here's Bacon for 3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. With a board there, Alex Kenobi. Now to Emig as they hustle into the forecourt. Under a minute to play here in the first half. Midland has got a 39-32 lead over Hastings. Huser moves the ball down in the corner to Kenobi. Back to Huser. Emig now right side of the wing to Langford. Down on the baseline to Borst. Out on top again. Emig for 3. Shot is up there. He hits another one. Ben Emig has got 4 3-pointers here in the first half, and Midland has opened up a 10-point lead. 42-32 over Hastings with 33 seconds to play here in the first half. Nate Olson inside the free throw circle to Tobin Reinwald. He drives the ball toward the goal. Nice move to the basket. His shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald now with 13 points in the ballgame. 42-34. Hastings trailing here in the contest. We've got 16 seconds to play. Midland with the ball back in their offensive zone. Ben Emig drumming on the ball. And he's going to be fouled into play here by Nate Olson. The first foul on Nate. That's only the fourth team foul on Hastings, so the Broncos have some fouls to waste here. With 9.6 seconds to play in the first half, it's 42-34. Hastings trailing. Avery Langford will inbound the ball here for Midland as he will get things into a Kenobi. Now to Langford, and he's going to be fouled again. Fouled again by Nate Olson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4. Check that. Team foul number 5 on Hastings now. Now we're down to 5.5 seconds to play. In the first half, Avery Langford will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Olson will guard him, and now Olson's going to check out. Here comes Brady Lohman back in. 5.5 seconds remaining here in this first half. Hastings trailing 42-34. Langford will key the ball into a goalie, and he's going to be fouled into play. Now we're down to 3.7 seconds to go. So the Broncos pick up their 6th team foul. That one goes on Alex Thayer. That's going to be his 2nd. So the next foul that Hastings commits here will send Midland to the free throw line. Avery Langford will inbound the ball. Langford holds it, comes cross court here to Huser, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Jalen Huser can't grab the ball there, so Hastings will play things in now in backcourt with 3.7 seconds to play. So they forced a turnover there on Midland, and now the Broncos will have a final shot here this first half. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 42-34. Hastings will play it in right in front of their bench down here in backcourt. Brady Lohman will inbound the ball. He gets it in to Nate Olson down the left sideline, down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Danielson. No good, and that's the end of the first half. First half comes to an end. Midland has the lead over the Broncos here tonight in men's college basketball. The score at halftime, it is Midland 42, Hastings 34. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Event Center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight. Hastings College trailing Midland at the break in men's basketball by a score of 42-34. We'll get you the numbers, get you the scoring here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team beat Midland by a score of 76-58 as Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman joins us here at halftime. And coach, it was a struggle for a while until we got the offense cranked up there in the second half. Your feelings in the ball game tonight?
You know, it was kind of an odd game. Normally we pride ourselves on our defense, and we couldn't stop anybody the first half. They could drive anytime they wanted. They could get the ball inside anytime they wanted. Fortunately, our offense looked pretty good both halves, and then the second half we made a little bit of an adjustment and I think got better intensity out of everybody and then was able to pull away.
What kind of major adjustments did you make at halftime? It was a 38-38 ball game at half.
Well, we tried to take one of our players and double the post a little earlier before the catch, even tried to get Thramer out of so many touches, and then fortunately she picked up her fourth foul on top of it, so the bench helped us out a lot too.
We talked about these shooting woes in the pregame show tonight, but tonight, like you said, offensively pretty good. You shoot 51.9% from the field and hit 5 out of 10 on the three-pointers here tonight. That's going to be a glimmer of hope at least, huh?
Well, and then on top of it, we're 81% from the free throw line and have a number of free throws, not just two or three, so I thought our offense was very patient tonight. I thought it was they worked well with each other. We got the ball moving, and for the most part, we got a great shot with every possession.
Like we said, it was a 38-38 ball game at halftime, and Midland kind of hung around there in the second half and got within 56-52 with just over 9 minutes to play. And then you guys go on a 16-4 run to kind of close out the ball game. Talk about the final minutes of the contest.
Well, you know, a lot of that, again, is that three-point shooting. Tonight we finally got some again, and we had I know they watched game film from the last couple of ball games and saw both Briarcliff and Northwestern had success playing a zone against us, and so they were sitting in it. I still thought we got the ball inside when we wanted, but Brittany and some of those people really, some of our guards really hit some nice three-point shots, and that really took the air out of their defense.
Well, that three-point shooting, it just comes and goes. You just got to be a shooter and just keep firing them up there, and hopefully they start going down, huh?
You know, it's kind of like a virus. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. You don't know why you got it, but there it is.
Yeah.
We're a good shooting team, but, you know, there's just days when we're all off, and you play through it.
Yeah, and the four girls scoring double figures tonight, and that's always good to see. Good balance there.
You know, it was. And Alicia really had a tough first half, got into foul trouble early, so she didn't play much the first half. But I thought Brittany Wong was very dominant shooting tonight. very aggressive with the basketball. I thought Sophia came in, did a really nice job. Taz got out and got some steals, and we were able to get some transition buckets. So just really pleased with how well we played offensively and how well we shared the ball.
One of the girls had a pretty good ball game. Frankie Peterson hitting 4 out of 5 field goals here tonight, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, and pulls down 5 rebounds. She had 12 points in the ball game. So Frankie, kind of a solid performance for you tonight.
She does, and Frankie's that type of player that she really can cause problems for you in a matchup. She takes the ball to the hole very well. She's an excellent passer off of her dribble penetration. And then every now and then she sneaks in there and gets an offensive board or two that she puts back. We had about 13 offensive boards, but I would guess we scored on at least 10 of those 13 offensive boards. So that was really helpful, too, that when we finally did miss a shot, we still got another chance at it.
Here we're talking with Jeff Dittman, the Hastings College women's basketball team, winners tonight over Midland in the first ball game by a score of 76-58. Like we said, it was a 38-38 ball game at halftime, and some of the things we just talked about, it wasn't so easy in the first half of play. Talk about the first 20 minutes there.
Well, and I don't know what was wrong with our defense the first 20 minutes. We don't normally let people get to the front of the rim. I just think we had poor concentration. And sometimes when a team is scoring easily on one end, they think there's no sense working so hard on the defensive end. We're going to make it happen on the offensive end tonight. I don't know. Like I said, we came back out. We had much better intensity. I thought we had better concentration. I thought we were playing hard the first half, but second half we had better concentration. We really challenged shots a lot better, and then we didn't give them too many offensive boards.
Yeah, you really did it coming out of the locker room. In addition to that late 16-4 run in the second half, you came out of the locker room and scored the first 9 points of the second half, kind of set the tone there after halftime.
It did, and obviously when you get ahead of a team that's 1-14, they start having demons show up in their mind too, and their confidence takes a little bit of a beating. And I think too, also when you're scoring as easily as we were, and I don't mean to make it sound easy, but we were scoring almost every time down the floor, that really takes your confidence away. So this is a tough place to play. You and I know that. In the last 4 years, we've been beaten twice here, and once by a team that made the national championship game. So very pleased to get out of here with the win.
Yeah, don't think those thoughts were popping in my mind throughout this ball game. We had a tough go at things, and it was toe-to-toe there in that first half. Had some bad thoughts pop through our head.
Well, we've had a little deja vu at times this year in a number of different ways, but it's a different group, and we win ball games differently. However, tonight was something a little unique for us in that we were really a very good offensive team, very dominant offensive team.
So obviously, like we said in the pregame show, we're in a stretch here where we can get healthy and correct a few things, 2 or 3 games until we get back into the meat of the conference again. So maybe some confidence starting to come back, and we maybe saw that tonight with our shooting tonight, huh?
Well, I hope so. We had 2 great practices coming into this. I thought we worked hard. I thought we really concentrated and worked on our execution, and it showed up tonight offensively. Now we'll go back tomorrow and get right back after it again. We'll bring our men's scrimmage squad in to really challenge us, because while we're bringing in a team that doesn't have a great record, they just got through pounding Briarcliff by about 25, and they're certainly going to be on a high, feeling like they're a little bit of a giant killer.
And we saw Briarcliff lose again tonight. So this has been a wacky and a woolly last couple of weeks in the GPAC, hasn't it?
Well, Mike's got to feel like they're in a bit of a free fall right now with the losses. They're number 2 in the country and really rolling along. Get beat at home by Northwestern by 1. Suddenly get beat by 25 by Dort on the road and then go on another road game. So I'm sure he's looking forward to a home game to where he can regroup and get things back on track.
Hastings has got Dort coming up on Saturday, so now we just got to build upon what we got done tonight, don't we?
We do, and Dort's an interesting squad because they match up with us size-wise pretty well. They're very tall, very, very long. We have a speed advantage, and that's what we were able to take advantage of in their place was we controlled the boards, we handled the boards, but then we got out and ran on them and got a lot of easy buckets in transition, so that's got to be one of our strategies again for Saturday.
Okay, we will see you Saturday, weather permitting. Huh?
Well, I'm sure everybody will be there. I don't know if it'll be nice enough for the fans to be there.
All right, we'll see you on Saturday. Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Bronco women coming up with a win here tonight over Midland by a score of 76-58. Hastings had four players score in double figures. Brittany Wong had 12 points. Also scoring 12 points, Frankie Peterson. 11 points for Alicia Stadler. 11 points for Kaylee Ragoth. Hastings College wins it tonight over Midland in the women's ball game. Hastings now 16-8 in the season. They are 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland dropping to 8-17 in the season. They're now 1-15 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check the halftime numbers here with the men's ball game. Hastings trailing Midland at the halftime break, 42-34. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the Event Center at Midland University in Fremont. Hastings trailing Midland by a score of 42-34. Checking the numbers in the first half, the shooting numbers, first of all, Hastings hitting 52% in the first half, and they're still trailing by 8 points. Hastings hit 13 out of 25 from the field, or 52%. Midland connected on 64% of their shots. They were 18 out of 28. Hastings 3 out of 11 on three-pointers for 27%. Midland was 5 out of 10 for 50%. Hastings hitting 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. Midland was 1 out of 2 for 50%. Midland has got 14 rebounds in the first half compared to 11 for Hastings. Midland has got 4 offensive rebounds, 3 for Hastings. Broncos with 10 turnovers in the first half of play. Meanwhile, Midland has got 8 turnovers. Hastings has got 1 block shot and 4 steals. Midland has got 2 block shots and 4 steals. Again, 42-34 is our score here at halftime. Midland has got the lead. Scoring in the ball game, Tobin Reinwald leading the way for Hastings. He's got 1 three-pointer. He is 5 out of 5 from the field tonight. He's got 13 points here at halftime. The other scorers, Jake Marvin has got 6. Dane Bacon has got 6 points. Brady Lohman has got 3. Brett Wells has got 2. Drew Danielson with 2 points in the ball game. Midland got 10 points in the first half from Zach Rosenboom. 9 from Alex Kenobi. 12 points. Their leading scorer was Ben Emig in the first half. He had 12. Then he had Rosenboom with 10 points and Kenobi with 9. The other scores, we had Donald Jones with 4 points. Jalen Huser had 3. Marcus Messersmith had 2. And Jerome Vaughn had 2 points for Midland. Again, the score at halftime, it's Midland out on top of Hastings by the score of 42-34. Other games going on in the conference tonight in men's play, Concordia is leading Nebraska Wesleyan 22-21. Morningside out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 38-35. The women's scores from earlier tonight, they are all finals. They played in the 6 o'clock time slot tonight in the GPAC. It was Doan upsetting Briar Cliff by the score of 77-73. Hastings College picking up the win over Midland tonight, 76-58. It was Dakota Wesleyan losing to Morningside, 68-58. Northwestern beat Dort tonight, 87-62. And it was Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 82-58. Last night in women's play, it was Mount Marty over Dakota State University in a non-conference game, 61-37. The men's game went to Dakota State as they beat the Lancers by the score of 67-49. We've got the second half coming up here in Fremont. The score at halftime is Midland 42, Hastings 34. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Warriors have led this baby from the opening tap here tonight. Built as much as a 10-point lead in the first half at 42-32. But Hastings within 8 points right now at 42-34. Broncos will have the ball to begin this second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Midland will play a man-to-man defense. There's Ferguson in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the left side. Don't get it. The rebound comes down to Midland. With the rebound is going to be Kenobi. And here come the Warriors back with the ball for the first time here tonight. And their leading scorer in the first half was Rosenboom, as he had 10 points in the ballgame. At the free throw line is Kenobi. Lobs it down low to Rosenboom in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Zach Rosenboom gets his sixth field goal of the ballgame. He's got 12 points. Again, the Warriors lead by 10, 44-34. Here's Hastings with the ball. Nate Olson has got it. Goes to Tobin Reinwald on the right sideline. Tobin dribbles once, comes out to Drew Danielson, who gets the start here in this second half of play. Out there, Ferguson, top of the key to Drew here on the left side. Dribble penetration, takes it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Blocking foul. A blocking foul is going to be called here on the Rosenboom of Midland. That's going to be his second. First team foul on the Warriors here in this second half of play. Non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in. Check that. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. It occurred on the shot as Drew Danielson will go to the free throw line. He had a couple of free throws in the first half for his only points in the ball game. Hastings down by 10, 44-34. Shot is up there. It's good. Danielson scored 17 the other day against Northwestern. He's got three here as he goes back to the free throw line for the Broncos. Danielson looks up there. Next shot is up. It's good. Hastings back to within 8 points, 44-36. Ben Emig with the ball now for Midland. Races the ball into the offensive zone here. Hastings will stay with their man-to-man defense. They played zone and man in the first half. Rosenboom with the ball right side of the lane. Comes over here to a Messersmith. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline of David Jones. Back inside, the shot's going to be blocked down. Kenobi grabs the ball. His shot is up there and in.
Alex
Kenobi's first shot was blocked down by Marvin of Hastings, but then Kenobi gets it back and lays it in, 46-36. Again, it's a 10-point lead for Midland. Here's Tobin Reinwald. His pass is going to be deflected, goes to the far sideline. It's saved there by Hastings. Nice save by Drew Danielson. Olsen has got the ball now for the Broncos with 15 left on the shot clock. Olsen stops left side of the lane, comes out to Ferguson, drives it to the elbow. Now gives it away to Olsen for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Messersmith. Messersmith has got it from Midland. Goes to the far sideline to Emig. Emig picked up there by Olsen. Now to Avery Johnson over there. Rather, to Donald Jones. Donald Jones gets it inside. Now at a traveling violation on Rosenboom. Rosenboom right in front of the hole there, trying to take it to the rack, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 9 on Midland. Hastings has got 10 turnovers so far in the ballgame. 46-36. Hastings trailing by 10 points. Broncos on the ball. Ryan Wald circles around, takes it down to the baseline. His pass is deflected and picked up by Danielson, and his shot is up and in. I think that pass actually hit the backside of the glass there. Danielson picks it up and throws it down through the hole. 46-38 is the score. Hastings back within 8 points. Rosenboom with the ball left side of the lane. Cross-court pass comes to Donald Jones over here. Jones on the near sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Flips it away to Emig. Takes the ball down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down low. Turnaround jumper by Kenobi. No good. Rebound Hastings. Drew Danielson with a rebound down the far sideline. Here's a Reinwald, goes for the hole. Shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try is up and in. That might have been tipped up there by Midland. They're going to give the ball to the field goal to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald now with 15 points in the ballgame. I think that was deflected out there by a Warrior as they were battling for the loose ball. It goes right through the hole. So Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal there. There's Donald Jones. His shot is up there and in. Donald Jones driving into the hole there for Midland. It's now 48-40. Hastings still down by 8 points. Here's Olsen with the ball down in the right corner. A three-pointer put up there by Danielson. No good. Flynn had a rebound, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. Midland will play things in here in backcourt. 16-42 to play in the ball game. Midland 48, Hastings 40. Broncos now applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Emig has got the ball. Ben Emig. Midland is a team that is currently in fourth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got plenty to play for here tonight, sitting at 8-7 on the season. Here's Rosenboom driving down the lane. His shot off of the window, good. Zach Rosenboom just drives the ball to the goal there against the Hastings College defense. Rosenboom now has 7 field goals and 14 points in the ballgame. Here's Brady Lohman, left side of the lane, working against the man-to-man defense of Midland. Olsen has got it now between the circles. Olsen stops, brings it back to Lohman, down to the baseline. Here's Tobin Reinwald back out to Lohman. Lohman from the elbow. His shot is up there. Hits the front iron. No good. A foul and a rebound. Personal foul and a rebound. I think it's going to go on Midland here. So a pushing foul underneath the hole here. That's going to be called here on Rosenboom. That's going to be his third. Rosenboom will check out now for the Warriors. Coming in is going to be Luke Borst. So Luke Borst back in there. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They're trailing 50-40. They lob it in the lane. It's going to be another foul called here. They try to lob it in there to Reinwald. And another foul is going to be called here on Midland. This is going to go on the Kenobi. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 3 on the Warriors. Hastings again will play things in. Olsen, baseline left side. Now throws it out here to Ferguson. Ferguson drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. He goes. His shot is off of the front iron. No good. Ball tapped to the near sideline, and they give the ball to Hastings. And now Midland wants to call a timeout. Todd Eisner, in his first season as the head coach at Midland, wants to call a timeout here. We've got 15:55 to play in the ballgame. It's now Midland 50, Hastings 40.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS, Nebraska women's basketball. The Huskers will be taking on conference-leading Purdue tomorrow night on the road. 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. The Huskers and Purdue here on 1230 KHAS. And over on the Breeze tomorrow night, KLIQ-FM, you get the Nebraska men's basketball team. Nebraska men also on the road playing at Northwestern tomorrow night. That'll be at 5 o'clock for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. So the Husker men tomorrow will be on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Husker women right here on 1230 KHIS. 50-40 is the score. Hastings trailing Midland. Broncos trail at halftime 42-34. Hastings has not led in this ballgame. Hastings will play things in. Tobin Reinwald will get it in to Olsen. Man-to-man defense here for Midland. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman gets it away now to Charles Ferguson, who's back into the ballgame. Ferguson down to Lohman. Here's Nate Olsen again, left side of the lane. Out to Brady Lohman, dribbles down to the left side of the lane. Goes down to Olsen in the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound loose. Reinwald tips the ball out here to Lohman. Bounce pass goes to the right side of the lane. Ferguson, he dribbles into the paint. His pass down low is going to be deflected out of bounds. And they give the ball to Midland. Lohman trying to take the ball down on the baseline down there to Marvin, and Hastings lost it out of bounds. So after all that, they had 3 or 4 chances at a field goal there and could not come up with it. Now Midland has a chance to expand their lead here. Warriors leading by the score of 50-40. Emig with the ball. Now to Donald Jones. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up by Reinwald. Down in the corner to Borst. Now back out on the wing. That's going to be Donald Jones with the ball. They get it back outside the ring. Now to Messersmith. Now to Emig. Hastings in the man-to-man. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be kicked out of bounds by Ferguson. So 15 on the shot clock, 15:05 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Midland by the score of 50-40. Marcus Messersmith will inbound the ball here on the near sideline to Ben Emig. Emig out here in three-point territory behind a double screen. Bounce pass goes inside to Kenobi. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Jones. His shot no good. Rebound Bors. His shot is going to be blocked down by Ferguson. Ball recovered here by Messersmith. Outside to Emig for three. His shot no good. Ball is loose and it's picked up by Lohman. Brady Lohman has got it for Hastings College. Running back the other way to Olsen. Cuts for the hole. Can't go up with a shot. Back out to Lohman at the free throw line. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul called. And Lohman will go to the free throw line here as he is fouled into play. The personal is going to be whistled on Marcus Messersmith. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the Warriors here in the second half of play. And now the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Brady Lohman, goes to the charity stripe. 95% is his average. He is 62 out of 65 so far this season. The shot is up there. It's good. Lohman now with 4 points in the ball game. End of the contest now for Midland is going to be Jalen Huser. Going out is going to be Marcus Messersmith. 14 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the ball game. It's Midland 50, Hastings 41. Brady Lohman's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. End of the ball game now. Alex Thayer for Hastings. Also coming in, Dane Bacon. Going out is going to be Ferguson, and going out will be Olsen. So it's 50-42. Hastings within 8 points again with 14:38 to play in the ball game. Broncos applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Jones has got the ball now to Emig. Steps it into the offensive zone here. Emig goes over on the wing on the left side to a Huser. Feeds inside, backing up. There's a shot by Kenobi. It's up and in. Alex Kenobi scores as he bounces one off of the window down through the hole. He's now got 13 in the ballgame, 52-42. Hastings again down by 10. Here's Lohman. Reinwald down to Marvin. He drives the ball toward the goal. Down the lane. His shot good and he's fouled. Let's see. It's going to be an offensive foul on Marvin as he runs over a man down there. Emmy getting up and an offensive charging foul is called here on Jake Marvin. First foul on Jake in the ball game. Team foul number one of the Broncos. So Jake Marvin, boy, he shot down the lane there, but he runs over Ben Emig and draws the charging foul. Officially a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be their 11th of the ball game. So here comes Midland back with the ball. They've got a 10-point lead, 52-42. Galen Goley has got the ball. Gets it inside to a Kenobi. Back outside to Jones. He drives for the hole, and he's going to be fouled into play. Hacked on the arm here, and now Donald Jones will go to the free throw line. I think that was going to go on Marvin as well. Let's see, a couple of guys there for Hastings. That's going to be the case. Jake Marvin picks up his second personal foul. Second foul in Hastings here in the second half. Non-shooting situation, though. As Midland will play things in, Goley gets it down in the corner to Huser. Puts it on the floor, dribbles up high out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Kenobi. Out of Jones, the goalie on the far sideline. Picked up by Bacon as the Hastings College defense stays man-to-man here. Donald Jones, he gets away, goes for the hole, and shot good, and he's fouled. Donald Jones found his seam in the defense and took it right to the hole and scores off of the window. He is fouled into play. Donald Jones now with 8 points in the ball game, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Marvin. So, bam, just like that, Marvin's got three fouls. Three straight fouls on Jake Marvin. And now Jake's going to check out. Here comes Dylan Flynn back into the ball game for Lance Creech and the Broncos. Donald Jones to the free throw line. Jones, a 66% foul shooter. This is his first free throw tonight. It's up there. The shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. So the Broncos are now down by 12 points. 54-42. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Midland at the 13.5-minute mark of this second half. Dylan Flynn with the ball. Takes it down to the baseline. Spins. Puts up a shot left-handed. No good. Flynn grabs the rebound and is going to be fouled into play. Dylan Flynn misses the shot, but he grabs the rebound and he's fouled into play here. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Luke Borst. That's going to be his second personal foul. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lohman gets the ball to Reinwald, and his shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores off of the inbound. Tobin having a good night tonight. 17 points in the ballgame. Hastings back within 10. 54-44. Here's Goley. Has his pocket picked by Alex Thayer. Thayer's got the ball. Lobs it into the lane. Flynn. His shot up there. No good. And the rebound to Jones. A golden opportunity there is missed as Midland turned the ball over. Jones all the way, coast to coast, shot good.
Donald
Jones now with 10. Hastings runs it back the other way. Bacon, he takes it out on the baseline. It's going to be cut off there, and now a foul is called. Borst picks up the foul. Luke Borst picks up his third personal. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Warriors. And the next foul is in Hastings to the free throw line. You're listening to Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS Hastings. We're at the Event Center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight. Hastings winning the first game in the women's ball game, 76-58. The Bronco men trailing here, 56-44. Reinwald, he drives the baseline. His shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald playing with a man on a mission here tonight. 19 points in the ball game for Reinwald. And Hastings back to within 10 points. Broncos cannot get a run here. 56-46 is the score as the teams continue to trade baskets. Ben Emig with the ball, top of the key. Kenobi. Kenobi goes over there on the wing to Emig. He takes the ball to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes inside. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. Alex Kenobi scoring there. He's got 15 points in the ball game. Hastings back quickly in their offensive end. Bacon at the top of the key. Dane Bacon drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Kenobi has got it down the near sideline now to Galen Goley. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 12th of the ball game. Hastings down by a dozen now at 58-46. 12 minutes to play in the ball game. Emmy comes over here to a Galen Goley. Goley behind the screen. Goley dribbling the ball. Sends it to Rosenboom, but is back to the basket. Rosenboom out on top. Now to Huser. Moves it over to Goley on the wing on the left side. Behind another screen over there. Goley working with the ball. Reverses it. Gets to the Huser. Huser now to Emig. His shot is up there from three-point territory. No good. It is saved here. Out to Goley. His shot is up there. It's no good. And we got a whistle. And what do we have? It's going to be... Well, Midland was out of bounds. All right, so Hastings will play things in. Now the official is going to confer down here. They're going to give the ball to Hastings with 11:37 to play. So 11:37 to go in the ball game. It's 58-46. The Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. With the ball here for the Broncos, there's going to be Alex Thayer, picked up by Goley of Midland University. Lohman has got it down, still out here in three-point territory to Flynn. Flynn down to Tobin Reinwald. There's Lohman, top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there, gets to Flynn inside the free throw circle. Now to Lohman, circles around, drives it into the paint. His passing will be deflected. It goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in front of the scorer's table with 11 seconds left in the shot clock, 11-12 left in the ball game. Reinwald gets it into Flynn. Flynn gets it back to Tobin Reinwald behind the screen. He drives it inside the circle. Now kicks it back out to Bacon. Now to Alex Thayer. His pass deflected out of bounds. And with 1 second to play, Hastings will have to play it in. 1 second on the shot clock. Hastings here in their offensive end. On the near sideline, Brady Woolman will look to play things in. He just lobs it there. Flynn grabs the ball. He goes up with a shot. It hits the side of the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Midland. Running back the other way is going to be Emig. He drives it all the way to the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. 58-46. Hastings down by a dozen. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings. It's going to go on Thayer. So Alex Thayer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's the team's fourth. Going to the free throw line will be Ben Emig for Midland. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Emig is an 83% foul shooter in the season. He's now 45 out of 54 from the charity stripe. Midland all of a sudden has a 13-point lead over Hastings. It's 59-46. Here comes the next shot by Emig. It is up there. It's good. 60-46. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings will call a timeout here with 10 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 60, Hastings 46.
Come on out to the Hastings Home Show. Everything you need to make your house a home. Fresh ideas, creative solutions, tempting offers, sweet concessions, and free admission. Register to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. The Hastings Home Show is this Friday evening from 4 to 8, Saturday 10 till 7, and Sunday 11 until 4. The Hastings Home Show at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Brought to you by ABC Seamless and Corb Walker Mower. The Hastings Home Show. Find it on Facebook. Hastings Home Show this weekend.
1230 KHAS.
10:58 to play in Lincoln tonight. Concordia is leading Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 36-34.
Hastings has fallen behind Midland now, 60-46, with 10:56 to play here this one tonight. Hastings College women's basketball team winning over Midland tonight, 76-58, after the two teams fought to a 38-38 halftime tie. Hastings outscoring Midland in the second half, 38-20. Broncos getting 12 points from Brittany Wong and 12 points from Frankie Peterson tonight. 11 for Kaylee Ragoth and 11 from Alicia Stadler. Both the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams will play the Dort Defenders coming up on Saturday afternoon. 2 and 4 o'clock will be the game times at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. Hastings trailing here by 14 points. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame now for the Warriors. Nate Olson back into the ballgame for Hastings. Tobin Reinwald, not a Woolman. Woolman behind the screen. Moves it to the right side. Out to Bacon for three. Shot good. Dane Bacon throws up the three-pointer there for Hastings. He's got three three-pointers in this ballgame now and 9 points in the ballgame. 60-49. Hastings back to within 11 points. Time going to become a factor now. We're down to 10.5 minutes to go. Ben Emig with the ball. Ben moves down to the corner. That's going to be Goley. Galen Goley moves it to the elbow, right side to Rosenboom. Down to Goley. They work it back outside to Huser. Down to the left sideline. That's Emig with the ball. Now they work it back around the three-point circle. Down in the corner. Goley's three-pointer is up there and in. Galen Goley scores from deep in the right corner. 63-49 now. Back up to a 14-point lead. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Reinwald. No good. Rebound Olsen. He goes to Flynn. Flynn puts up a left-handed shot. It's up and in. Dylan Flynn scores after Olsen gets the offensive board. 63-51. Hastings down by a dozen. Here's Emig with the ball. Comes out to the ring down to Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn moves it over to Goley on the right side. Bounce pass goes back inside to Vaughn. He backs up and he runs over a man. An offensive foul called. Jerome Vaughn posted up right side of the lane. They got him the ball. He backs up and he runs over a man inside. And Jerome Vaughn gets hit with a charging foul here. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 by the Warriors here in this second half of play. So Hastings with a chance to cut into the deficit here. 63-51. Hastings down by 12 points. Broncos have the ball back the other way. Here's a Brady Woolman on the dribble. Comes out here. It's a Bacon. His pass deflected, but is picked up by Olsen. Olsen puts it on the floor. Goes over to Bacon on the wing on the right side. Dane double team. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Donald Jones. Turnover number 13 on Hastings. Here comes Midland back the other way down the left sideline. Ben Emig has got the ball for Midland. Bounce pass inside and an offensive charging foul is going to be called again. Rosenboom going to the hole. He knocks down Dylan Flynn and Rosenboom gets hit with an offensive charge. That's going to be the fourth foul now on Rosenboom. Turnover number 11 on Midland here in the ballgame. Rosenboom will check out. So Hastings with another chance here with 9 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing by the score of 63-51. Well, this official is going over the scores table on the far sideline. Get things situated here as Rosenboom gets hit with the offensive charging foul there for Midland. His fourth personal foul. So it's going to be Hastings playing things in down here in backcourt. Broncos are down by 12 points. Hastings trailed at halftime 42-34. Here's Nate Olson with the ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Reinwald. Reinwald, left side of the lane, puts it on the floor. Dribbles in three-point territory. Now to Woolman. Woolman down in the corner. That's a Bacon with the ball. Brady has got it. Back to Woolman down in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. He forces up a shot, and he's going to be fouled into play. Dylan Flynn is fouled into play. Now he'll go to the free throw line here as he is fouled in the act of shooting. Luke Borst picks up the personal foul for Midland. That's going to be his fourth. Team foul number 9 on the Warriors here in the second half of play. And now we got some free throws coming up here from Dylan Flynn. His shot is up there. It's good. That's the first free throw of the night for Flynn. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. He had 10 the last time these two teams played, but way back in November, early in the conference season, as Hastings lost to Midland 71-61. Next shot is up there. He misses that one. The rebound comes down to Midland. Ben Emig has got the ball for Midland. Down in the corner, there's Messersmith for three. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot no good, and a foul is called. Borst got the offensive board, and he has fouled into play here. And now Borst go to the free throw line for the Warriors. The foul is going to go on Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 with the Broncos. 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play. They're in the ballgame. Hastings still trailing by 11 points at 63-52. Luke Borst to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. First point of the ball game for Luke Borst for Midland. Borst is a 6'4" junior from Randolph, Nebraska. A former Randolph Cardinal up there. Luke Borst. He'll have a second shot here. 64-52. Next shot is up there. It's good. So he gains a couple of free throws, and it's now 65-52. A 13-point lead for Midland. Here's Olsen down the right sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Can't go for the shot, though. Out on top to Bacon. Bacon out to Lohman. His shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Donald Jones. Jones runs her back the other way on the break for Midland. All the way to the basket. His shot is good, but it won't count. He was fouling the way in. Great job of the transition getting up the floor there for Midland was Donald Jones. The foul is going to go on Dane Bacon of the Broncos. That's going to be his first. The team's sixth personal foul. So now it'll be Midland playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ben Emig will inbound the ball. Comes way out on top now to a Kenobi. Kenobi dribbles once and gives it back away to Emig. Circles around down the left side of the lane. His shot high off the glass is no good. Tip try is up and in. Luke Borst getting the field goal. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame, and now Midland leads by 15 points, 67-52 with 8 minutes to play here in this one from Fremont. Bounce pass goes inside, tipped away from Marvin. Picked back up by Olsen. Down to Jake Marvin. Spins left side of the lane. Can't go for the shot. Now to Olsen. Outside to Brady Lohman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. As he moved over there on the right sideline, that's a Tobin Reinwald. He goes for the hole. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Donald Jones. Here come the Warriors again, back the other way. Donald Jones at the top of the key comes over here to Emig. Emig holds the ball on the wing. Free throw line extended right side behind his screen from Borst. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Kenobi. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down. It's picked up here by Hastings. Marvin has got the ball for Hastings running back the other way. Here comes the Broncos on the offensive attack. Out to Olsen. Down to a Bacon. Hands it away to Tobin Reinwald. Spins inside the free throw circle. Takes it to the far sideline. Bacon has got the ball. Still 20 on the shot clock. Reinwald fakes the three, dribbles down the left side of the lane. Shot is up there, it's in. Tobin Reinwald scores. He has now got 21 in the ballgame, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings with 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Here in the ballgame, we'll take a break with a score. Midland 67, Hastings 54.
Is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside's got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan in men's college play tonight. They got 424 to play in their ballgame. 66-52 is the score here. Midland out on top of Hastings. It is 67-54 with 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in this contest in Fremont tonight. Hastings trailed at halftime 42-34. They've had it down to 8 points a couple of times, but Midland just maintaining their lead here. 10-12-point lead. Now we got it up to 13 at 67-54. The Broncos unable to get any stops defensively here in the second half to get a run. Now Midland's going to inbound the ball here in backcourt. Tobin Reinwald, by the way, the leading scorer for Hastings here in this ballgame. He's got 21. The Broncos now pressuring in backcourt. They need the ball here. They need some possessions. They're trailing by 13 points. An important ball game here for Hastings. Here's a Kenobi as he's got the ball now in the offensive zone as they get it over to a Donald Jones. Now to Emig. Bounce pass goes inside. Boris spins one way and then loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. A turnover on Midland. A 12th turnover on the Warriors here in the ballgame. Into the contest now for the Warriors will be Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn comes in. Luke Borst will check out. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here in backcourt. The Broncos trailing in the ballgame on a score of 67-54. Now they got a wipe up down here. Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. From the Event Center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight. Hastings trailing the Warriors by the score of 67-54. Here's Brady Lohman down the right sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone against Ben Emmy. Lohman gets away, goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Marvin, and he's going to be fouled into play. As a Jerome Vaughn comes down on his back. Vaughn picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to go Hastings to the free throw line now. As Jake Marvin will toe the mark here for the Broncos. Marvin's got 6 points in the ball game on three field goals tonight. Hastings continues to trail in this ball game by a score of 67-54. Now they got a wipe up again where Vaughn went down in the lane. Hastings will be back at home on Saturday as they take on the Dort Defenders. Airtime will be at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Hastings and Dort coming up on Saturday. Jake Marvin at the free throw line here. Marvin's shot is up there. It's good. Hastings the best free throw shooting team in the conference this week, hitting 75% of their free throws. They're number 3 in the conference in field goal percentage at 48% and number 2 in three-point shooting at 39%. Next shot is up there for Marvin is good. So he drains a couple of free throws. The score is now 67-56. Hastings down by 11. Marvin is going to check out. Here comes Brent Wells back into the ballgame now for the Broncos. Hastings will attack here in backcourt. Donald Jones has got the ball as he gives it away to Emig. Ben Emig races the ball into the offensive zone. A jump pass goes to the far sideline. Donald Jones has got it. Jones drives it into the lane. The ball poked away, and now we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. And the personal is going to be whistled on Brent Wells. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now Midland is in the bonus situation. It was 6:22 to play. Here comes Goley back in the ball game. Galen Goley, he's going to replace Jerome Vaughn. To the free throw line, Donald Jones from Midland. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line tonight. 66% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. That one's going to be short. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Hastings. Picked up by the Broncos. That's going to be Jake Marvin as he gets it into the hands now of Olsen. He runs it into the forecourt, dribbles behind his back, gets it away to Bacon. He drives for the hole, is running one-hander in the lane. Good. Dane Bacon scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 67-58. Hastings back within 9 points here with 6 minutes to play in the basketball game from Fremont. Galen Goley has got the ball. Now to Donald Jones. He drives it down the lane. His shot no good. He's fouled in the play. Jake Marvin goes down. Broncos went an offensive charging foul there. They didn't get it. Instead, Marvin picks up his fourth personal foul. So four fouls now on Jake Marvin. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Midland is going to be Donald Jones. Jones with 10 points in the ball game, 5 field goals. He missed a free throw just a few seconds ago. He got the front end of the 1-1 right here, and his shot is up there. He cans that one. He'll have one more. Donald Jones had 12 points the last time these two teams played. He's got 11 so far tonight. So Donald Jones back to the free throw line. A 6'4" senior out of Omaha. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. So it's a 10-point ball game again. It's 68-58. Here's Olsen with the ball. Gets it down to the baseline. Comes back out to Bacon for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Emig. Ben Emig has got it down for the Warriors. Long pass ahead. They get it to a goalie down there in the corner. Brings it back out to Huser. Now out to Emig again. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Ben Emig comes across the top to the far sideline. That's a Galen goalie behind the screen now from a Kenobi. Gives it to Alex Kenobi. Back out to goalie. Now to Emig on the near sideline. There's a pass to Donald Jones. He gets away. Drives it down to the baseline. Into the lane. Now to a Kenobi. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Tap try is no good. Rebound loose and is picked up by Marvin. And a foul is called. So playing right around the hoop there. They couldn't get one to go down. And now a personal foul is called on Midland. At the 5:09 mark. The foul is going to go on Alex Kenobi. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Midland. So now Hastings in a double bonus here. They'll have 2 foul shots. Jake Marvin will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. Marvin has got 8 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Hastings still trailing by 10 points, 68-58. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Here comes Zach Rosenboom back into the ball game now. He'll play with 4 fouls. Going out will be Jalen Huser. So Ruse and Boone back in there for the Warriors. Hastings within 9 points now at 68 to 59. Jake Marvin will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. Marvin now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings within 8 points at 68 to 60 with 5:09 to play. Broncos need some stops, and now we got another timeout. Todd Eisner from Midland wants to call a timeout. So we'll take a break. 5 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the ball game tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 68, Hastings 60.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Event Center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight. The Warriors out on top of Hastings by a score of 68-60. Tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS, the Nebraska women will be in action. They'll play at conference-leading Purdue, 6 o'clock for the tip-off, 5:45 pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska men will be in action tomorrow. They'll be on the road playing at Northwestern. We'll have that game for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 pregame show at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with a tip-off at 6. So the Husker men will be on the Breeze tomorrow. The Husker women right here on 1230 KHIS. Back with Bronco basketball for you on Saturday afternoon as we welcome in the Dort defenders. Hastings trying to pull one out of their hat here. 68-60 is the score. Hastings still down by 8 points. We've got just over 5 minutes to play in the ball game. The Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Here's a Kenobi with the ball. Gets it to goalie. Gets it across the 10-second line now to Ben Emig. Picked up there by Alex Thayer, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Emig brings the ball over here to Galen Goley. Picked up by Thayer as they make the switch over here. Here's a Donald Jones, 14 on the shot clock. Donald Jones with the ball, now to goalie. Free throw line extended left side behind the screen. Goalie sends it out on the baseline to Kenobi. He drives now, a fall-away jumper is shot off of the baseline. No good. Offensive rebound. And Midland keeps control of the ball. Kenobi gets it back out to goalie. Goalie now to Ben Emig, so they get a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Here's Rosenblum. Spins. Now he's going to be tied up on the play. But we got a foul in there. Hastings was going for the tie up there on Rosenblum. They pick up a personal foul instead. So a foul is going to go here on Brent Wells. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 9 of the Broncos. Going to the free throw line is going to be Rosenboom for Midland. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. The Broncos wanted a jump ball, and they didn't get it. Shot is up there. It is good by Rosenboom. That's his first free throw tonight. He's now got 15 in the ballgame. Alex Kenobi has got 15 points. Donald Jones has got 11. Ben Emig has got 14, all for Midland. Zach Rosenboom will have another one, a 6'5" senior out of Oakland, Nebraska. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So a couple of free throws. And it's now a 71-60 ball game. Midland still with an 11-point lead. Hastings with the ball here. Here's a Tobin Reinwald on the right sideline. Gets it into Marvin. Spins, puts up a shot. Right-handed, no good. Rebound comes down to goalie. Marvin had on the right side of the lane there, down low, and he couldn't convert. There's a pass deflected by Woolman, but it's been taken down here by Rosenboom. 4 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Hastings down by 10 points. It should be 70-60 as they make the correction on the scoreboard. There's a shot up there and in for the free throw line by Ben Emig, and he's fouled in the play. Ben Emig gets the field goal to go down right at the free throw line, and he is fouled on the play here by Brady Woolman of Hastings. That's the second foul on Woolman. So Hastings is now down by 12 points at 72-60. Ben Emig to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. And the shot is up there. The shot is good. 73-60. So Midland has come back to score 5 straight points after Hastings cut the lead down to 8 points here. Brady Loma with the ball, double teamed on the far sideline, goes down in the corner to Marvin, gets it out to Dane Bacon, top of the key, dribbling to the elbow, can't put up a shot. Bacon over here to the near sideline, now to Olsen. The Bacon drives it down the left side of the lane, foul called as he goes for the hole there, and the foul is going to be called on Galen Goley of Midland. That's going to be his first. Galen Goley, his second personal Reject that, his second personal foul for goalie. They've got one up on the official board, but the PA announcer has him with two. There's a shot by Bacon from the free throw line. It's up and in. Bacon now one out of two from the stripe tonight. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Here comes Alex Thayer back into the ball game. Here comes Wells back in. 73-61. Hastings still trailing in the ball game. Here comes the next shot by Bacon. It's up there and in. Into the ball game now will be Charles Ferguson. So Ferguson comes in. 73-62. Hastings is down by 11 points as Midland will inbound the ball here in back court. Emig down to Farman. It's going to be tipped away. Hastings got it. Wells has got the ball down low. A shot is up and in by Ferguson. Ferguson scores as Midland turns the ball over for the 13th time. Hastings now 73-64. They're trailing by 9 points here in the ball game. Pressure again. Goalie has got the ball. Goalie dribbling with it. Now he's going to be fouled here in backcourt. So the Broncos get one turnover. They can't get the second one. They commit the personal foul instead here in backcourt. Brady Woolman picks up the personal foul. One of the greatest games we had here at this facility was back when Jeremiah Slough threw in 63 points in the ball game against Midland in a 4-overtime affair here, a Bronco victory. Slough is now on the bench for Hastings College as an assistant coach. Jason Ahrens, who also played in that ball game, he had 43 points in that ball game for Midland. He is on the bench for the Warriors as an assistant coach. There's a free throw. It's up there and in by Galen Goley. One of our memorable ball games up here in Fremont, a 4-overtime affair won by Hastings, but Jeremiah throws in a record 63 points. A second shot is up there. It is in by Galen Goley, and now it's a 75-64 ball game again. An 11-point lead for the Warriors. And Hastings threatening to drop their 10th conference game of the season here tonight. Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Brings it across to midcourt. Strombe drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Reinwald having a good night. He's got 23 in the ball game, 75-66. Here's Goley with the ball in backcourt. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Hastings has the ball on the turnover. Down in the corner. Here's a shot from Bacon for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Donald Jones. Long pass down to four. They get it down there to Kenobi. A shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled into play. So Midland turns the ball over again back here in the defensive zone, but Hastings cannot finish. And now a personal foul called on the Broncos at the other end. That's going to go on Drew Danielson. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line will be Alex Kenobi. So Kenobi goes to the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the ball game. Coming up, we'll have our post-game show. We'll name our players of the game and also our coach's post-game show with Lance Creech. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Alex Kenobi. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Alex Kenobi's second free throw is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. 76-66. The Broncos down by 10. Reinwald goes to the far sideline to Bacon. Brings it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jones. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Danielson. He has it knocked loose. It's into the backcourt. It's still loose. It's picked up here by Emig. Emig drives, shoots, and scores. Emig now at 19 in the ball game. 78-66. Here's Marvin with the ball for Hastings. Down low. His pass out on top to Danielson. Back down low. Here's a shot up there and in, and he's fouled into play. Getting the field goal there was Bacon for Hastings, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Danielson gets the assist. Dane Bacon gets the field goal. Bacon now with 15. And the personal foul is whistled on Alex Kenobi. That's going to be his fourth foul. So it's a 78-68 ball game. The Broncos still down by 10 points in the ball game. Bacon will try to slice into the lead right here. He's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot good. Hastings now down by 9. Now we got a timeout from Midland. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 78, Hastings 69.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the top two teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference squaring off tonight in Sioux Center, Iowa, and the Dort Defenders have beaten Northwestern tonight. Dort on top of the conference at 12-3. Northwestern was sitting in second place at 10-4, and Dort wins it tonight over Northwestern by the score of 86-72 in front of a jammed house in Sioux City tonight. Hastings trailing here, 78-69. Broncos pressuring in backcourt. Here's Goley with the ball down the right sideline. Long pass ahead. They get it to Donald Jones. End of the forecourt. Donald Jones has the ball tipped away from him out of bounds. So 2:07 left here in the ball game. Hastings trailing 78-69. Donald Jones will inbound the ball off the far sideline. Right in front of the Warrior bench. He gets it into Galen Goley. Goley puts it on the floor. Dribbles over here to the right side. Now reverses. On the dribble, takes it to the left to Emig. Emig now to Goley, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Bounce pass down in the corner, he throws it out of bounds, trying to take it down there to Donald Jones. So the 15th turnover now on Midland here in the ball game. And now Hastings will send in a couple of shooters into the ball game as Olsen is going to come in. Here comes Bacon into the ball game now. Tobin Reinwald checks in. Brady Lohman checks in. 78-69. 1:56 to play here in the ball game. The Broncos are trailing by 9. They've had it down to 8 points here in the second half, but boy, just can't get a run on the Midland. Broncos cannot get a stop defensively. Hastings will play things in now in backcourt. Reinwald gets it into Woolman. He races it into the offensive zone. Woolman goes down in the corner. There's a three-pointer put up in the corner. It's going to be no good by Danielson. The ball goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball here to Midland. So a three-pointer thrown up there by Drew Danielson, who had such a great day against Northwestern on Saturday. He couldn't connect there. So now four new players coming to the ball game as Hastings send out their defensive specialist here. And it's going to be Donald Jones. They inbound the ball here in backcourt in front of the Bronco bench. Donald Jones will play things in to Zach Rosenboom. Rosenboom now to Goley. Galen Goley dribbling with the ball. Brings it to the midcourt stripe to Rosenboom. Into the offensive zone to Donald Jones. Down to Ben Emig. We're down to 1:35 to play. Emig dribbling with the ball down to Donald Jones down in the corner. Midland not even looking to go up for the shot here. We've got 16 seconds left in the shot clock. Galen Goley with the ball in three-point territory. Drives it against Woolman. Goes down in the corner to a Zach Rosenboom. Back outside to Emig. He gets away, dribbles down the lane, puts up a shot, and hits it. Ben Emig scores. He's got 21 in the ball game. Here's a three-pointer back the other way. A shot by Ferguson. No good. Rebound Jones. Jones is going to be hacked back here in backcourt, and then a foul is going to be called on Brady Lohman. Lohman picks up his fourth personal foul. It is now an 80-69 ball game. Midland has got the lead. And we're going to have some free throws at the other end of the floor. So the Broncos look like they're going to go down 2 to 2 on the road here tonight. And boy, now they have got themselves really backed into the corner if they want to make the postseason tournament on the mid side of things. Hastings will drop to 5-10 after this one. And will drop into a tie for last place. Only the top 8 teams make it to the postseason tournament. Here's Donald Jones in the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. He'll get one more. And on the horizon for Hastings will be the Dort Defenders, who are ranked number 9 in the country on Saturday afternoon. So Donald Jones will have another free throw here. The score is 80-69. We've got 1:04 to play here in the ball game. Coming up, we've got our players of the game and also our coaches' post-game show tonight before we get out of here in Fremont. Donald Jones will have one more. His shot is up there and in. 81-69. Broncos trailing here in the ball game. Hastings back with the ball now. Tobin Reinwald gets away down the lane. Collision foul called. A blocking foul on Midland. Tobin Reinwald going to the hole there, and he was fouled in a play by Ben Emig on the blocking charge there. That's three fouls on Ben Emig, and now Tobin Reinwald goes to the free throw line. Tobin has got 23 in the ball game tonight. Two out of two from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. Reinwald's shot is up and in. Reinwald's season high this year is 39 that he put up on McPherson in a non-conference game. Jake Marvin had 40 in a contest against Briar Cliff a couple of weeks later. Here comes the next shot by Reinwald. It's up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Midland. That's Jones with the ball, and we got a timeout called as Jones was trapped along the baseline for the Warriors. And they call a timeout from the Midland bench. We got 55 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 81, Hastings 70.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside has beaten Dakota Wesleyan tonight up in Mitchell by a score of 81-59. Again, Dort wins over Northwestern by the score of 86-72. Midland is leading here 81-70 over Hastings. And the last check, we had a minute and 46 seconds to play in Lincoln. And it was Concordia out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 58-43. So the Broncos still down by 11 points. They trailed at halftime by 8, 42-34. Midland opened up a 15-point lead in the second half at 67-52, but the Broncos have got as close as 8 points here in this second half. Late in the ball game here, but we can't get any closer than this, and Midland will play things in again here in backcourt as they get into a Galen goalie, and he's going to be fouled into play here by Alex Thayer of Hastings. That's going to be the fourth foul on Alex Thayer, and that's going to send Galen goalie back to the free throw line. So 67-52 is the biggest lead of the ball game for Midland at the 8-minute mark of the second half. It's now 81-70. Goalie throws up a free throw. It's good. Galen Goalie now has 6 points in the ball game. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 82-70. As a Galen Goalie will go back to the free throw line here for Midland. Next shot is up there. He hits that one as well. Goalie, a 5'6" freshman out of Omaha. Here comes Reinwald back the other way. He drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out to Bacon. Jump pass down in the corner. Olsen for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Nate Olsen gets his first field goal of the ball game, a 3-pointer from the deep left corner. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Broncos have cut the lead down to 10 points now with 42.8 seconds to play. We've got another timeout with a score of Midland 83, Hastings 73.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College women winning the first ball game by a score of 76-58. Hastings College men continue to trail Midland, 83-73. Midland trying to keep pace. They started the day 4 games out of the lead, and Dort has already won tonight with their game over Northwestern. Warriors are jockeying for position for the GPAC postseason tournament. Midland will play the ball in here in backcourt with a 10-point lead. They get it into a Ben Imig on the far sideline. Out of Jones, back to Imig. There's a long pass down the floor and an easy shot at the other end by Kenobi as they break the Bronco pressure. And Alex Kenobi scores. He's got 18 points in the ball game. It's now 85-73. A shot from the right side. Good. Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald throws up the three-pointer there. Reinwald now with 27 points in the ball game, and again, Glantz calls a timeout. So Hastings within 9 points now at 85-76, just a three-possession ball game. We've got a timeout with 29.8 seconds to play. It's Midland 85, Hastings 76.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Midland gets the ball inbounded, and immediately the Broncos foul here in backcourt. Ben Emig again will go back to the free throw line. Nate Olson picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So Emig will go back to the free throw line. It's a 9-point ball game right now at 85-76. We got 26.9 seconds to play in this ball game. The Broncos just banking on Midland missing some free throw tosses. They're the eighth best shooting team out of the 11 teams in the GPAC at 67%. Emig to the free throw line for two. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off. No good. He'll get one more. 85-76 is the score. Hastings now down by 9 points. Ben Emig will get another free throw here, a junior out of Randolph, Nebraska. Emig will toe the mark for his second one. It is up there, and that shot is good, so he hits one out of two. And back to a 10-point lead for Midland, 86-76. Here comes Tobin back for Hastings. He's going to drive the ball to the basket. The ball is going to be swatted out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. And Reinwald now goes to the free throw line for the Broncos. Donald Jones picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Donald Jones. Midland 10 fouls plus here in the second half. This will be a shooting situation as Tobin Reinwald will have a couple of free throws. Reinwald with 27 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there. He misses that one. He'll get one more. Reinwald is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line here in this ballgame. Hastings down by 10. Next shot is up there by Tobin. It's good. So now Hastings is down by 9 points again. As they will play things in here in backcourt. This is Donald Jones. Gets the ball to Huser. Huser down the near sideline to go in and get it in the offensive zone. 13 seconds to play, and that'll be all she wrote as Galen Goley just hangs on to the ball here. And Midland is going to knock off Hastings College in men's basketball by 9 points at 86-77. As this ball game comes to an end, the Midland University Warriors knock off Hastings College tonight in men's basketball, 86-77, after leading 42-34 at halftime. So Midland improves to 14 wins and 10 losses on the season. They are now 9-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings falls to 11-14. They're now 5-10 in the conference. We'll come back with a recap after this.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Midland wins it here tonight in men's competition. Final score of 86-77. Midland got it to a 10-point lead at the end of the first half of play at 42-32. They led by 8 at halftime, 42-34. Open up a 15-point lead in the second half at 67-52 with about 8 minutes to play. Hastings got the lead down to 8 points at one point, 68-60 with 5:09 to go. Also trailed by 8 points late in the ball game, at 78-70, but could not get any closer than that. And Midland leads from start to finish here tonight as they beat the Broncos by the score of 86-77. Hastings getting a good performance tonight from Tobin Reinwald, 28 points in the ball game, 16 for Dane Bacon, 10 points for Jake Marvin. The other scorers for Hastings, Drew Danielson had 6. Dylan Flynn had 5 points tonight, 5 points for Brady Lohman, 2 points for Charles Ferguson, and 3 for Nate Olson. Midland got 18 points from Alex Kenobi. He was their second leading scorer tonight. Ben Emig led the way with 22. Emig with 22. Kenobi had 18. Rosenboom had 16. Their other scorers, Luke Borst had 4. Galen Goley had 7. Jerome Vaughn had 4 points. Jalen Huser had 3. Marcus Messersmith had 2. Midland wins it tonight by a score of 86-77. Hastings ended up shooting 47% for the ball game. They were 26 out of 55. Midland was 32 out of 54 for 59%. Hastings hitting 6 out of 21 on three-pointers for just 28% today. Midland was 6 out of 14 for 42%. Hastings 19 out of 23 from the free throw line, 82%. Midland 16 out of 23 for 69%. Midland out-rebounding Hastings 36-26, including 13-9 on the offensive end. The Broncos had 15 turnovers in the ball game with 3 block shots and 6 steals. Midland had 14 turnovers, 2 block shots, and 7 steals. Midland out to a 42-34 halftime lead. They outscore Hastings in the second half, 44-43. Midland wins it by the score of 86-77, leading from start to finish in the basketball game here tonight. So again, the final score from Midland, 86, Hastings 77. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So we split here tonight for Hastings College. The women winning in the ball game over Midland, 76-58. The Hastings College men dropping an 86-77 decision to the Warriors, and this is the play. Player of the game on 1230 KHAS. For the Hastings College women here tonight, Brittany Wong was in double figures. She had 12 points in the ball game. Frankie Peterson had 12 points. You had Alicia Stadler coming on with 11 points, including 9 in the second half, and Kaylee Ragoth had 11 points in the ball game for head coach Jeff Dittman, all candidates for our player of the game. For the Hastings College men's basketball team, Tobin Reinwald comes up with 28 points here tonight, 16 for Dane Bacon and 10 for Jake Marvin, all candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for the Hastings College women's basketball team will be Brittany Wong. She had co-team high honors with 12 points in the ball game here tonight. Wong was 5 out of 11 from the field, 2 out of 2 on three-pointers. She pulls down 2 rebounds in the ball game, scores the 12 points. Also dishes out to 2 assists and played 33 out of the 40 minutes tonight for coach Jeff Dittman as the Hastings College women's basketball team beat Midland by the score of 76-58. And for the Hastings College men's team, good performance by Tobin Reinwald as he comes up with 28 points in the ball game. Reinwald was 11 out of 14 from the field, 2 out of 3 on three-pointers tonight, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, pulls down 7 rebounds, 1 on offense, 6 on defense, scores the 28 points, had 1 assist, 1 block shot, and 2 steals as he plays 35 minutes tonight for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. So Tobin Reinwald and Brittany Wong are players of the game tonight in this ball game, our doubleheader against the Midland University Warriors. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Yeah, Midland knocks off Hastings College tonight by a score of 86-77 in men's competition. Still waiting for Lance Creech to make his way back out of the locker room, back out to the arena here at the Event Center at Midland University in Fremont. So the Broncos dropping a tough one here tonight. Hastings drops to 11-14 in the season. They're now 5-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and the Broncos are going to be sharing last place with Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan when the conference standings come out again this week. Midland improves to, what, a record of 14-10. They're now 9-7 in the GPAC as Hastings head coach Lance Creech will join us here following the tough loss tonight to Midland. And Coach, We fell behind early, and it just seemed like we couldn't get to the breaks we needed down the stretch to get her down to single digits. Anything below, it's about 8 points. Your feelings in the ballgame tonight?
We had several good looks, you know, in the second half. I thought Dane had a couple nice opportunities and, you know, just couldn't get one to fall. I thought he really played well tonight for us. But just, you know, crucial times like that, we just couldn't get anything to fall.
Tell you what, you mentioned this was going to be a physical bunch during the pregame show, and it was a physical ball game tonight.
Yeah, it really was. And, somewhat frustrating. You know, what we talked about after the game is that I'm not sure what motivates us, you know, and I'm just having a hard time understanding how we can practice and we can continue to compete and teach and watch film and do all these things and still come out and give a similar performance. And it's just very frustrating for us right now as a coaching staff, because it's we're having a hard time finding out what motivates this bunch.
Yeah, you said we had a good week of practice coming into this thing, maybe one of our better ones for a while. So, hey, who knows? We can't make the transition, I guess, from the practice court out to the game court, huh?
Yeah, and we obviously have enough talent to be a good team in this league, but right now it's a thing. Same things that we were talking about, Mike, back in November. It's just a consistency in our effort. It's just a willingness or lack thereof, you know, to do the things that we're asking. And you know, some days players will play well, and it just keeps us kind of guessing on who to play at what particular time. So we're trying to shorten things up a little bit, trying to find some consistency within our rotations. But our lack of concentration of focus on the offensive and defensive end both really is making it hard for us right now.
We're still scrambling in rotations. Like I said, you don't know who to play. We've got a what, 10, 11 guys seeing action in each and every game down the stretch. Is that hindering down here?
Well, I think it is because it's hard for players to get a flow. You know, and at some point we're just going to have to say, you know, we're just going to have to go with the guys that we feel the best maybe that week of practice and do something like that. But, you know, nobody, I mean, obviously Tobin played very well tonight. I thought he competed really hard. But nobody really, I think Dane Bacon's really made some strides here as far as, you know, stepping up and maybe trying to nail down a spot for himself and do some things like that. Nate Olson, I think, has just been a mainstay at the point guard position. But, you know, really there's nobody in other positions that just want to step up and just solely take that position and say, this is mine, and someone's going to have to really come after me hard to take this spot.
A pretty common thread here. We get out rebounded tonight, 36-26. We get tired of talking about it, but it seems to be the common thread, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, and that rebound is a toughness factor. You know, I mean, that's all it is, Mike. And you know, say what you want. You can sugarcoat it however you want, but we're simply not tough enough. And I don't know exactly what it takes to get to that point, because as we just talked in the locker room, I don't believe it's the machine that's broken right now. I think it's the parts of the machine. You know, it was not very long ago, Mike, we were talking about getting to a national tournament, you know, as far as the team of 2010. And right now we're about as far away from that goal or far away from that point of a basketball season as anybody in the country. And I've seen it done with lesser talent. You know, just basically I think the parts of the machine were a little bit better, tougher. I don't know what you say.
Midland shooting 59% for the ball game, 64% in the first half of play. Defense has been our problem all season long. Yeah, they got to the basket tonight, but that's an awfully good figure on the opposite side to try to defend, isn't it?
Yeah, it really was. You know, and I just think they were tougher than we were. You know, defensively, I thought they, you know, they hand check you a little bit and they got away with some things, but that's part of it. You know, and my thing and what I've tried to explain to our guys is you got to play how the game is being officiated. Sometimes there's different crews that are going to call a little bit tighter. This crew let us play a little bit, and we didn't make any kind of an adjustment physically or mentally within our own game.
So Hastings now battling as we got to one of the better teams in the nation, Coach, coming in here on Saturday with the Dort Defenders. And, again, we'll have our backs against the wall. That is a very good basketball team we'll see on Saturday.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, it's going to be, obviously, you know, it sounds stupid, but literally one of the top, in my opinion, 3-4 teams in the entire country. I'm not sure what their national ranking is at this point. Not sure how they did tonight against Northwestern, but they're going to be hungry. I mean, that's a bunch that it competes night in and night out. They don't take plays off. They don't take days off. And so we've got our hands full getting ready for Saturday.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos dropping this one 86-77. We'll get a final word right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
So, again, the scores around the conference tonight in men's play. It was Morningside beating Dakota Wesleyan tonight by a score of 81-59. Dort over Northwestern, 86-72. We'll see the Defenders coming up on Saturday. It was Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 67-47. And Midland tonight knocks off Hastings by a score of 86-77. One other game still in progress. No report yet on Briar Cliff playing in Crete against Doan. On the women's side of things tonight, it was Doan upsetting Briar Cliff, 77-73. Hastings winners over Midland, 76-58. It was Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 68-58. Northwestern tonight beat Dort, 87-62. And it was Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 82-58. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Nebraska basketball for you here on 1230 KHS. We'll have the Nebraska women. They will go at it against the conference leaders in Purdue, 6 o'clock for the game time tomorrow, 5:45 pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, you'll get the Nebraska men's basketball team, Huskers, playing on the road at Northwestern, 5 o'clock for the game time there, 6 o'clock will be the tip-off, 5 o'clock for the pregame show on the Breeze. Next Bronco broadcast will be on Saturday afternoon against the Dort Defenders, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys on the air with a pregame show with Hastings head coach Jeff Dibman at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. So that'll wrap things up for us from Fremont here tonight. Again, the Hastings College women winning in the ball game over Midland by the score of 76-58. The men dropping a decision to the Warriors by the score of 86-77. My producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Fremont.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.